And we now have with us Army Specialist Kenneth Hansen, and appreciate him being here today. I guess a native, I understand, of Derby, Kansas, so not too far away. And I know, of course, Fort Riley is what you call your home post at this point. But I guess tell us where you're located and kind of what you're up to these days, if you could.
Yeah, I'm located at Fort Riley, like you said. It's my home post for right now. I'm currently deployed to Iraq doing personal security detail work for General Martin and the one stars below him, giving them the security to move throughout the green zone, going to meetings or flying out to go to other meetings, is giving them that security that they need so they can conduct their mission safely.
And I don't know if you have a normal day. I would guess that there isn't any real typical day. I'm sure every day is quite different, a little bit like what I do here at times. But is there any routine to it at all?
Yes. Well, I'll wake up and I'll go make sure that all the vehicles are in check, make sure that nothing is broken or doesn't look quite right, and so that we know that those are good throughout the day. And then I'll go and make sure that the times for when people are wanting to be moved throughout the green zone are still good, and make sure that nothing hasn't changed or just nothing got added on. And then from there, we'll kind of get ready, prepare, you know, how we're going to move them and which vehicles we're going to take. And then we'll, from there, get prepared to move the first person. Then we'll do that. We'll move him around, go to his meeting, make sure he's all good, and then come back and just continue this routine of getting ready for the next person needs to be moved.
I know other parts of the world, of course, right now. I mean, you know, terrorism is a growing concern. And when we hear Baghdad, I'm sure many of us think of that as kind of a problem area. But, I mean, just the general feeling there. I know you got to be a little bit careful what you say, but just some of the general feelings that you're getting there in that particular area of the world.
It's definitely it's a lot more calm than I expected. Especially for being, you know, hearing Baghdad and everything. There's the biggest threat, really, especially for the security detail, is other drivers on the road. Just because in Iraq there isn't any street laws. No one really has driver license. It's just very much so that they just get in their vehicle and drive. So for someone like me, it's not so much any of the threats that you hear about. It's very much more just a driver who's just driving. He's not really ever paying attention to any laws, or there's nothing really holding him to that. So that's kind of what I have to deal with.
A little different than maybe the country roads around Derby, Kansas.
Yeah, it's very much so, because there, you know, everyone has a general idea of, you know, you stay on this side of the road, I stay on this side of the road, and you're not flying down the road. Versus here, it's if your vehicle can go onto it, it's a road to them.
Well, Specialist Hansen, tell us a bit about how you got to where you are today. And I don't know if you ever pictured yourself being in Baghdad growing up in Derby, but maybe just a bit about your background, if you don't mind sharing.
Sure. Yeah, I grew up in Derby. I went to the high school there for a little while. Midway through high school, I moved to Oklahoma. And that's where I decided, I wanted to join the Army. Got sent right back to Kansas after basic and AIT, and I was at a regular infantry unit there for a little while. Then from there I got picked to go to come over here, and of course I took the opportunity. And then I never thought I was going to deploy to Iraq out of Fort Riley, but the opportunity was there, so I took it. And I'm very happy with my decision.
Well, and of course, we had the 4th of July coming up. I'm guessing it's kind of rough to be away from home during that holiday. I mean, any shout out to folks back here, I'm guessing you'd like to share?
Yeah, just people that I used to be around with living in Derby, and hopefully get to see some of them soon.
And I know, I would think, too, being from Derby, Kansas, at Fort Riley at least seems a little bit more like home. I mean, when that's your home post, I guess, right now, and just some of your thoughts that way, and just anything else you're wanting to share with our listeners today.
I appreciate everyone for their support while I'm over here, and there's everyone that's thinking about me and all the soldiers here. So... really, really glad to be with the 1st ID because they started, they were one of the first ones to deploy out here with the fight against the ISIS. And then they're ending the fight here at the same time, and getting to be here at the end and getting to see that and the closing days of it is definitely something I'm very proud to be a part of.
Well, again, it's really been a pleasure to have you with us today. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you yet and some things you need to be doing, and appreciate your time. And again, we've had with us today Army Specialist Kenneth Hansen of the Derby, Kansas area, of course, also based out of Fort Riley. He is with the personnel security detail for senior leaders there in Baghdad, and appreciate you spending some time via Skype with us today.
Thank you.